Om Shanti. 16th August 2018. Today is Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you always be cheerful and have the fortune of happiness and move forward by churning knowledge in an entertaining way. This is not just dry knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul. This is very entertaining knowledge. Every day, simply remember your new titles. I am a soul, but what type of soul? Sometimes I am an artist's soul. Sometimes a businessman's soul. Continue to move forward in an entertaining way, in this way. Just as father is entertaining, he sometimes becomes the laundryman, sometimes the world creator, sometimes the obedient servant. As is the father, so are the children. Churn this entertaining knowledge in this way and always remain cheerful, and you will be said to have the fortune of happiness. So Baba is saying, this is not a dry knowledge. This is very entertaining knowledge. Do not keep on repeating the same things. Whether it is about knowledge, churning, whether it is about yoga, or whether it is service, there has to be newness in everything, so that everything becomes entertaining. If one follows the same track, same way, same technique for a long time, it becomes dull and drab. So Baba is saying, this is not a dry knowledge. This is something that cheers you up. This is something which is a sort of entertainment. So, how to make this knowledge entertaining? That is one question. Second, here Baba is giving one example. Just as titles of God are so many, whatever professions are there in this world, that relationship, whatever professions are there in this world, God is that. In the similar manner, Baba is saying, just as I talk to you with different samans, relationship, just as Baba takes upon himself different titles, in the similar manner, you also talk with Baba, taking different samans, so that this knowledge becomes entertaining. Otherwise, simply saying that I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, that makes one boring. So every day, take new samans, new titles, new self-respects, and get situated in those titles, and then talk with Baba, and then do your yoga, and then start the yoga experiment or meditation. Unless and until one does that, otherwise everything appears very much the same. So just as in the past we have created different titles, about more than 108 different titles of Baba. In a similar manner, just as we will take an example, the first relationship is that of a father. So when he is the father, we are children. So sometimes talk with him as a child talking with his father. How does child talk with his father? What are the inquiries in the heart of a child? How does a child talks with his mother. Sometimes God is mother and we are child. Sometimes talk with him as a friend. He is Khuda Dost. So just as we like to share everything with our friend, in the similar manner, imagine that he is my deepest, greatest, closest friend, and talk with him and share with him everything. You know, one of the ways is you create a group, a WhatsApp group. I had done this experiment with somebody and then remove that person so that the group is created. And then keep on messaging Baba about everything you are doing throughout the day. Like you have talked with somebody, so inform him that just now I had a word with this person and I told him this. You do some seva, inform him. So this is a sort of, just as people in this world keep on informing each other, in the similar manner we keep on informing Baba whatever we are doing, so that this friendship continues as if he is your bosom friend, deepest friend, fast friend. So keep on informing him about everything you are doing throughout the day. Small messages. I am okay. I am fine. I am in pain. I am happy. I am not in pain. Anything. Keep on informing him. Okay? So you can create one group. That group is only between two persons. Baba and you. You can make with somebody and then remove that person. So the group is created. So this is one of the ways. Sometimes he is fortune teller. So then you become somebody who has gone to a Jyotish and who is showing his hand. And then ask Baba, what does he think? What is written here? Then he will tell you a fortune. That your line looks very big. Uninterrupted line of fortune. Sometimes talk with him as if he is your financial consultant and you are a person who doesn't have any knowledge about finance. So he will tell you. He will guide you. Sometimes go to him as a young gardener, amateur gardener, who doesn't know gardening. So he will be a supreme gardener and he will start teaching you how to do gardening. Sometimes go to him as if a lost passenger, a lost traveler, a lost wanderer. And then he will act as a guide. Then he will teach you, tell you, guide you that this is the way you have to go. Sometimes go to him as a wife and he is husband. So you have to become, follow the rule that is known as Pativrata. So Pativrata, there are two things in Indian philosophy. One is Sativrata for husband and another is Pativrata for wife. Wife who is devoted to one husband, wife who is loyal and dutiful to one man is known as Sativrata, and man who is loyal only to one wife, he is known as Sativrata. So what are the principles, what are the rules, what are the conducts which a Sativrata has to follow? She should have a kumkum and she should have that Mangal Sutra and she should do some vrats for the longevity of her husband. She does so many things. She cannot even think of another husband. She cannot even think of any human being other than her husband. That is the highest. They give the example of Savitri and Satyavan. When the Savitri knew that her husband is not going to stay long, yet her father had given promise, so she is married, and then the Yamraj comes and takes away Satyavan. But she chases that Yamraj and ultimately brings back her husband. Not only her husband, but gives eyes to her blind father-in-law and mother-in-law. So that is shown the devotion of Savitri, the highest. So sometimes become Pativrata, woman, so that you do not love any other human beings. In today's Murli, Baba said, yogi is not going to aunt's house. The manzil, the destination is very, very difficult. Yoga. Just to remember one, the intellect should not go to any other human beings. So sometimes you become wife and talk with him as a husband. She does so many things for her husband. Even though husband is not good, but still, there's an example of a story where a woman is married to a man. It in fact was turned into a story in a movie, I think, long back in 1950s and 60s. A woman is married to a husband. Then husband falls in love with some dancer girl and he runs away with that girl, leaving this wife in lurch with two children. Now what that woman will do? So she goes to another place. She has nothing to do with her. She is not working. And now the whole world she has to face, that she is the woman whose husband has run away. So what she does, she tells the world that her husband has died. And she worships her husband's photo every day. And husband has died, and with lot of hard work, she raises her children and make them somebody becomes engineer and somebody, her daughter also becomes some high post. So for 25 years, she stays like that, every day worshipping the photo of her husband. And one day, after 25 years, her husband comes back. Because he sees in newspaper that his son has become some engineer or some great post somewhere. So he comes back and she is very much happy to see him. But then she says to him, now I will tell you one secret. I told the world that you have died. Otherwise, what the world will think? Now your children are recognized as of children of a very charitravan, very, very elevated father. But now, if they realize that their father is somebody who ran away with some woman, and for that reason, for 25 years, I kept this secret and I was suffering, and he says and comes just sorry. But 25 years, this lady was suffering alone. And he says, okay, now I'm going back. And he goes back. Because he says, I don't want to disturb. So that is the devotion of an Indian lady. That is the height of Pativrata. So sometimes become a wife, a woman who is devoted to her husband. Sometimes become a patient and go to the surgeon, the doctor, the physician, the cardiologist, the ophthalmologist. If your eyes are not working well, eyes are seeing bodies, males and females, go to him. He will do some eye surgery. If you cannot hear Murli properly and you cannot retain, you need to go to ENT surgeon. He will remove the wax which is inside. If you do not know how to speak, he is a speech therapist. He will teach you how to speak. So, he in the capacity of a doctor, who is a master of all the specialties, he will teach. So sometimes become a player who has newly joined the sport, cricket or football. He will be the coach, instructor. Now you have to play the game of life, so he will teach you. Sometimes become a person whose health is not improving, so go to a dietitian. He will teach you what to eat and what not to eat. He will prepare a diet sheet for you. Sometimes when you have nibbly joined the drama, go to the director. He will teach you how to act. Sometimes your dresses are not, you're not able to put on someone, dress up someone. Go to him. He is the best tailor in the world. He will prepare the best dress for you. The angelic dress for him, you. Sometimes if you are suffering from skin disease, the habit of looking at skin, he is the dermatologist. He is the divine storyteller. He is the decorator. He is the driver. He is the boatman. So you are the passenger sitting in the boat. He is the ferryman who will ferry you across the world. So different relationships. So these are the different relationships which were created, which Baba has told. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, all the titles are mine, but they keep my titles upon them, the worldly people. But they should be upon me. Sometimes become a student and go to the teacher. Ask him how to study. How to retain the Murlis. What are the smart qualities of a smart student? How to become smart student? You don't have to become... Yes, becoming sincere student is a good thing, but become smart student. Smart student means in less time, they study much. In less time, they study everything very fast. So, these are all the different sometimes become... Sometimes you keep him as your watchman and you go to sleep. And you will have no fear that a thief will come and steal something. Sometimes you are a patient and he is the nurse. Sometimes you are a child, he is mother. Sometimes he is your maid. Sometimes if you suffer from some psychological disturbances, depression, blues, so he is the psychiatrist, he is the psychologist. Sometimes if you feel you need counseling, go to him. He will give you the divine counseling. Sometimes he is Sadguru who will take you across. Sometimes if you are drowning, he is the savior. Today's Murli Baba said, I am the liberator. I liberate everyone. He is the sculptor. He is the speech therapist. He is the supreme auditor. He will audit. When you are not understanding what to do and what not, you can... Record keeper. What? He is a recorder also. He is recording your voice. So, you have to be careful about what you speak. Because whatever you are speaking, that is getting recorded for 5,000 years. The drama will repeat the same words. He is the operator. He is the uplifter. He is the thought reader. In today's Murli Baba said, I am not thought reader. Today's or yesterday's? Today's only. So this is the question, whether he is thought reader or not, whether he is antaryami or not. This is the topic of debate. We will debate on this one other day. Whether he is antaryami or not, whether he is jani jananhar or not, whether he is thought reader or not. Ashish bhai, whether he is thought reader or not. What do you see? He says, I am not. He is. If he wants. So when he will want and when he doesn't want? When he is. So that is the topic. He is the sole mechanic. Your vehicle is not working well. So go, take your vehicle, keep in the garage, admit him. He will take care of your vehicle. He is the supreme guest. You are the host. He is the captain of your ship. You are the sitting there and he is taking you across. He is the sustainer. He is the transplant surgeon. When you have tried everything but heart is full of so many deformities, so he will transform your heart. So he is the one who is a heart transplant surgeon. So see, so many things he has. He is the Santa Claus. He comes and when you are sleeping, he drops the gifts and goes away. And you get up in the morning, you see, oh, so beautiful gifts. He is the troubleshooter of life. If you have any trouble, go to him. He will solve the problem. He will solve this thing. He is the Yogacharya. He will teach you how to go into higher level of consciousness, into deeper stages of Samadhi. He is the zeal booster. If you have lost your enthusiasm, he will infuse you with zeal. In today's slogan, Baba said, this is the vein. And vein contains blood. Zeal and enthusiasm is the blood and vein is your sankalp. In the sankalp of your vein of this vein is the sankalp. So blood which is flowing should be the zeal and utsa, umang and utsa, zeal, zest, enthusiasm. So he gives you with so many different, you know. So this is not a dry knowledge. This is very entertaining knowledge. Okay. So keep on churning this knowledge in different ways. Take one murli and churn that murli from very different manner. Churn it in such a way you never churned it till now. An entirely different way of looking at murli. Just imagine five people have come. One is doctor, another is engineer, third is lawyer, another is architect, and fifth one is a judge or whatever. And they are seeing something. They are seeing a tree. So they are seeing that tree from so many different point of view. The doctor is thinking, what are the diseases that this tree might get? Or can some medicine be prepared from this disease, from this tree? While the lawyer is thinking, he is thinking in a different manner. Is it a thing which has been stolen by somebody? And who is the thief? He is thinking of that. Why this tree is planted here? This is illegal. So judge will think different. Engineer will think something else. What other machines can be created from this? So five people looking at one thing from different view. So look at the one murli from 10 different point of view every day. Sit at different places and then look at the murli. How a mother will look at this murli? An illiterate mother. The same murli has gone to an illiterate mother and how she will look at this murli? The same murli has gone to a scientist. How that scientist will look at this mother? The same murli has gone to Einstein. How this Einstein will look at this murli? He will find out some formula. Some scientific formula from that murli. How a student will look at this murli? How a child would look at this murli? How a person who is in Gyan since 40 years will look at this murli. So how 10 different people look at this murli from 10 different point of view. So go to do different consciousness and then look. And the newness will come. The murli will not remain dull and drab. So sometimes I am artist soul, I am businessman soul. Keep on entertaining. Just as father says, I am laundryman, I am world creator, I am obedient servant. So churn this murli in different manner. So this is the way to make this knowledge entertaining. Om Shanti.